Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 62. In this episode, I'll share my top 6 tips to incorporate precepting advanced pharmacy practice experience students into your workflow. There are no peer-reviewed references for this episode, but there are a ton of resources for you to download in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode62. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating in real time. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. I look at precepting as providing a student the opportunity to develop and apply the art and science of pharmacy in a practice setting. It is the responsibility of us as a profession to provide these opportunities and guidance to the next generation of pharmacists. I have been precepting 6 to 8 advanced pharmacy practice experience students per year for over 10 years. Here are my top 6 tips. Number 1, set expectations for how you want the rotation to go on day 1 and immediately address anything that is not up to your expectations. It has been a long time since I had a student that wasn't able to meet expectations for the rotation. I attribute this both to the quality of students the college is sending my way and my ability to recognize and immediately correct when things are not going according to my expectations. Despite the discomfort that comes from explaining to someone you want them to change their behavior, it's so much easier to address things the moment they happen rather than days or weeks later. Number 2, the student doesn't need or want to be attached to your hip for 100% of the rotation. Once I realized this concept, much of the stress of balancing precepting with my other duties vanished. Here are 2 ways that I make sure this happens. Number 1, I arrive at work 1 hour or more before my student does. Pharmacy Joeism number 4 is that 1 minute before 9 a.m. equals 2 minutes after noon. By getting a head start on my day before my student arrives, I make sure that I don't start the day off behind. This also gives the student an hour at the end of the day for them to work on assignments and projects without me interrupting them with new assignments and projects. And the second way that I make sure the student is not attached at my hip for 100% of the rotation is I spend some time away from the student in the middle of the day. Unless there are unstable ICU patients that need our attention, I'll spend some time after lunch in my office without the student while I catch up on my own email and projects. My third tip is to build a database of references and practice resources for your student to independently review. I've assembled a collection of over 70 references and practice resources. I have these resources loosely organized and linked on an internal SharePoint site accessible on my institution's network. You can sign up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode62 to get this list of resources emailed to you. Now, if your institution does not have a system such as SharePoint for you to use to organize your practice resources, consider some of these other options: a shared Evernote folder, a shared Google Drive folder, a Trello board at Trello.com, and a shared Dropbox folder. Remember to keep in mind fair use and copyright when compiling your resources and making them available to the student. Now that I've created this database of resources, I am able to instruct my student to skim the titles and review something that interests them whenever there's downtime or if I get called to an unexpected meeting. My fourth tip is to experiment with a flipped classroom. According to Wikipedia, a flipped classroom is an instructional strategy and a type of blended learning that reverses the traditional educational arrangement by delivering instructional content, often online, outside of the classroom. It moves activities, including those that may have traditionally been considered homework, into the classroom. The most basic type of flipped classroom approach to give an APPE student is to hand them an article and say, go read this article, and then we'll talk about it. My podcast can be used to facilitate flipped classroom discussions. I'll often have my student listen to an episode, read the references, and then we'll discuss the topic afterwards. I'm experimenting with making the process a little bit more formal. For sepsis, I've packaged episode 42 with the surviving sepsis guidelines into an online course format. I'm asking my student to review the course material in preparation for a time we set aside to discuss any questions the student has about the care of septic patients. You can access the same course by heading over to the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode62. My fifth tip is to get other healthcare professionals engaged in training your students. I have my student purposefully develop relationships with the nursing staff and physicians by doing things for them like answering drug information questions, taking medication histories, and providing IV compatibility. Staff, in turn, include the student in bedside procedures, that is, allow them to view the bedside procedure, and offer to teach the student about the different monitoring devices or other ICU-related topics. And the sixth tip is to ease the student into the patient workup process. I've found that if I slowly ease a student into the process of evaluating critically ill patients, by the second week, they become a pharmacist extender, and the remaining weeks of the rotation go smoothly. Now, here's how I ease students into the rotation. I'll have them watch me as I do a complete patient workup, and I will explain my exact thought process to the student along the way. I'll make sure the student has institutional guidelines at their fingertips on basic things like stress ulcer, VTE, and ventilator-associated pneumonia prophylaxis. Then I'll ask the student to do a patient workup, and I give them an unlimited amount of time to do so. I'll explain to them, I'd rather you work up one patient thoroughly than five patients haphazardly. I review the student's work and provide them feedback, and then we repeat the process for another patient. By the second week of a six-week rotation, most students are able to do a high-quality workup of 4 to 5 patients in the 2 hours they have before ICU rounds start. If you have any precepting tips you would like to add, please send me an email, joe@pharmacyjoe.com, or use my contact page at pharmacyjoe.com/contact. Pharmacy Nation member Anthony has offered 4 documents that he uses to facilitate precepting APPE students. I have them linked up in the show notes, Anthony's Pharmacy Progress Note, ICU Data Collection Form, Survival Guide to ICU Rounding by Systems, and APPE Clinical Syllabus. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.